Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Elise Glinka joins us now. Lisa was freaking out because it kept going up and we're, what, at $40 trillion?
Yeah, it's even more than what Elon Musk is worth.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a really, really big number. And we crossed that threshold on Wednesday, right as long-term bond yields spiked to 20-year highs. And that just gave everybody a great recession hangover.
So what does this mean for us? Explain it in layman's terms.
All right. So why did everybody in the who trades bonds, why did they panic this week? And it kind of comes down to supply and demand, right? So the government, our government is spending way more than we collect in taxes. Like, you know, a lot of people don't pay that much in taxes, or at least they pay a lot, but they don't pay enough to, you know, we've got a lot of stuff happening that costs a lot of money. And so you have to make up the difference because people need to get paid. And so the government then issues treasury bonds to cover the difference. So now the treasury is flooding the market with this huge amount of debt. And now somebody has to buy that debt. And so investors look at it and they're like, wow, there's a lot out there. I want more money. In other words, a higher interest rate, because the risk is getting higher that the United States government isn't actually going to stand behind its debt. And that is a really interesting discussion to have, because for like 100 years or more, the U.S. has been seen around the world as never defaulting on debt and is, you know, going to pay every dollar off and, you know, is good for it. And now I think there's some questions out there based, you know, from actually the people, the countries that buy our debt, right? We've been acting a little strangely towards some of them, and I think they have some concerns.
So this could be really bad, right?
Well, I don't know that it's going to be really good. I think what it's going to be is expensive. So there's some other things that go into this, too, and part of it is oil and AI, right? So oil today is running around $94 a gallon for Brent. And about 86 for just, you know, kind of general stuff. And natural gas is up. And the big thing that people are really worried about right now is diesel fuel. Diesel is used by, you know, tractors and all kinds of trucks. Right? It's used around the world. And unfortunately, Iran has bombed some of the major diesel production facilities in the Middle East. And so the production of diesel capacity is far diminished. So that's a real problem. And the higher energy costs are fueling inflation. And then inflation is the enemy of bonds because it eats away at the returns, because the returns are typically fixed, right? So if you buy a bond, it's like, hey, it's 6%. But if inflation's going up at 3.5% or 4%, that's a problem down the line. And so this is all just kind of exploding in a way that I think the government is trying to put a Band-Aid on it, a really big Band-Aid, but it's not working so well. And that was the other thing that happened this week, is that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, well, I'm just going to buy some of these bonds back, which is exactly where we were 20 years ago with the government buying, you know, starting to, actually it was the Federal Reserve started the QE programs, and they were buying all kinds of, they were buying treasuries. So anyway, that's kind of what happened this week. And it worked for about 30 seconds. And then Wall Street's like, oh, this is just a Band-Aid and that's a small number. This is never going to work. And so then it kind of went back up again.
All right. So what you're saying here in a nutshell, Elise Glinka, is we're doomed because gas prices going up, food prices going up, our credit card interest is going up, interest for car loans and mortgages. So basically, we're all just getting through each day until we run out of money and that's the end of us.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's a little bit better than that. And, you know, you paint a dark picture, Lisa. Wendy, but what I'm going to say actually is that I think we're a very short period of time in front of the midterm elections, and I think there's a lot of pressure on the government to turn this around. And so I think that there are some things they probably can do to shift it a little bit. But until we end this war in Iran, which nobody seems to know when that's going to happen, I think these are bigger Band-Aids rather than an actual solution.
So for WGN listeners, I hope it's not as bleak as what I mentioned, but what can the listeners expect of in their daily life?
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, if you're buying a house, you got to expect the interest rates are going to be a little bit higher. I wouldn't try to chase the headlines. Don't pay attention to where your 401k is. Just be, you know, stick to an index fund, save as much money as you can, keep your head down and focus on everything going on locally and not so much worry about, you know, what's going on here. It's an interesting time for sure. And I'm hoping that people who are a whole lot smarter than I am can figure out how to steer through this storm.
We have to get through this, right?
We will. We got through the Great Recession and that was a lot worse. So unless there's crazy things going on behind the scenes here that haven't become, you know, sort of kind of are hidden to everybody but whoever's doing it, right? Until that becomes more visible, who knows really why this is going on? But we want to, I think the government's got to just step in and make sure that the credit markets don't get locked up again, because that's where we had some serious problems.
You can subscribe to Elise's newsletter, and it's really good and less depressing than I am.
or me.
Yes. The Love, Money, and Real Estate newsletter, glink.substack.com. You can also go to thinkglink.com and get all her information there. And it's funny because you're like, you know, save as much as you can. There are people who are working a couple of jobs and it's really almost impossible to save any money.
Yes, it is. And I fully recognize that. And it's when I say save money where you can, you do the best you can is really all that can be said. Before we run out of time, though, I will say I hope you have your singles ready, because I have never received a speeding violation.
You never did. I said that.
No,
I bet.
Did.
Okay, so
right.
You guys all owe me a dollar.
I thought you said you were paying them a dollar.
I said, I bet you Elise never had a speeding ticket because I'm working with a bunch of goody goodies.
Yeah, well.
God, I'm the black sheep, aren't I?
We love you. We love you even more.
All right, Elise. Thank you so much. Go to thinkglink.com, and I will take dollars, or you can put it on my account. There we have it. News coming your way next here on 720 WGN.